if you can first summarize how all this happened and how you all found out that this was going on and what has happened since you all found out about this.
Okay. Well, we were in the process of doing some testing on our billing software in preparations for an upgrade to that software that's going to happen this weekend. And so one of the things that happens is that we do testing on that to try things out and make sure we understand what's going to be happening. And one of the tests that was done yesterday on the billing system ended up triggering the beginning of billing transactions that had already been billed earlier in the month of November, and it was not anticipated that at all that was going to be happening. The folks who were doing the testing pretty quickly began to see that they had that particular issue, and then actually pretty soon after that, we received a couple of phone calls from people who because I believe they get an email notification when something happens, and it didn't make sense that they were being told that their payment was going to be processed again, so they contacted us. And so at that point, you know, we had started to identify it, and at the same time, others we began getting a couple of phone calls to alert us to it as well.
So the software people caught it, but also customers caught it almost simultaneously.
Pretty much at around the same time, yes.
Any idea how many customers may have been hit by this?
It was let me see here. 1,576 customers were affected by it, and that's out of, you know, each month we bill 30 some odd thousand customers. So it was a little over 1,500 of that total who were impacted by it. And again, it was the particular customers who were impacted were those who pay with a credit card or debit card through their bank, and are on what's called a recurring payment, where their bill comes out or where their payment comes out automatically each month. They've signed up for that to happen automatically, and those were the particular customers who were impacted by this.
Is that all the 1,500? Though that would make up all the customers on your auto payment.
No, it's
just a portion.
It's not. It's just a portion.
Okay. And so so utilities then also sent a notice,
right,
acknowledging that we know what's going on and.
Yes, and also just to explain what happened is, it began the process of. Making of processing another payment, and so what it did to the individual customer's credit card account or their bank account is it put a hold on those funds. It didn't actually the funds were not actually removed from their bank, but a hold was placed on them because the next step in the normal process would have been to settle up those particular transactions, which would have been another action. From the utility billing side, but of course that action's not going to happen. But what happens then is that hold is on those funds for anywhere from 3 to 5, 3 to 7 days. It really depends on each particular bank and what their particular policy is on those holds.
So all this began on Thursday. We're talking Friday to the best. Of your knowledge, has the hold been removed now?
Well, those holds, there's nothing that we can do to automatically go back and reverse all of those holds. Again, it depends on the policy of what each particular bank is. And what we've tried to do is contact the customers who are impacted by this, and if they can then contact us with some of their particular bank information, which particular bank that they're at. We can then fax the bank a letter, and they would immediately remove that hold at that particular point.
You also made a reference to this being a software upgrade, and it's supposed to be implemented this weekend.
Yes.
How confident is everyone that there's not going to be a repeat of this when the upgrade occurs this weekend?
Well, and you know, those are questions we've asked ourselves, and our IT folks, also our software vendor, has been involved in those discussions, and you know where we are at this point with you know just all the testing that's been done even beyond this is you know we you know. Are still moving forward with that particular software upgrade, and every time we do an upgrade, there are going to be some things that happen that may not have been expected, but there shouldn't be anything that happens again like what happened yesterday, though.
Or affect any of the other customers.
Right. Exactly.
Anything else we need to communicate to customers?
Well, again, if customers who are impacted by this should have received an email from the city, and if any customer is concerned or has a question, they can certainly contact College Station Utilities at 764-3535, and we can quickly let them know if there's an issue with their accounts or not, and if we then need to get a letter faxed to their financial institution, we'd be more than happy to do that as well.
And I don't want to be the gloom and doom here, but just thinking, is there anything that customers need to check on Monday or after the weekend software upgrade to make sure that their bill is correct?
Well, it's probably always a good idea to at any particular time, you know, to periodically check to make sure that you know your bill is correct, whether it's from College Station Utilities or any other institution that you may happen to be working with.
Have I missed anything?
Let's see. I don't think so. Other than to say again, we certainly understand the impact this potentially has on our customers, and we're doing all that we can to get this taken care of just as quickly as we can.